All right, here we go. Let me go here. Press this over here. Go to this page. Go back up to the top. Hit the refresh button. I don't need to do that. I just have to hit this button right here, which goes like that.
60. There he 59. Is.
See, and now we can tell people, like, boy, you should have paid for the premium service because you missed a lot of money.
50, 49, 40, listening to the countdown to the Slater Mason Show.
Hi, Ted.
44, 43, this is the countdown.
Hey, sorry about
you. Hi, Max. 40 show, 39. 38 right now.
Yeah, I didn't get a text from DJ. I guess he's checking out.
33.
Please stand. Yeah, whatever happened to that one?
I don't know. Yeah, how those things going on?
27. This 26, of course, the
just no, brother. I am late for you. 23,
22, 21. With the countdown.
Tread lightly. Tread very lightly.
17.
Gotta be nice.
Gotta be nice.
Be very afraid.
Gotta be very nice. Very polite. 11. Yes. 10. This is our
countdown. Oh, yes. Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pull too hard. Oh no! They're back.
Now broadcasting
from
the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia. Texas, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
They're coming deep in the heart of
Texas.
I wonder how long people would listen if we did the whole show like that.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Probably not very long. Good morning.
Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Boys and girls, this is the Slade and Mason Show. And men
back
and
after a hiatus,
men and women too. We've been gone for 2 weeks for reasons we'll get into in just a little bit.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
All right. So I have to say, this is the Slade and Mason Show.
That's a good thing to say.
It is all about you and us.
Mostly about us.
Yeah, mostly. You're in there somewhere.
It's nothing like any radio show that you're ever going to hear. So
it is like a radio program where we share with you with news stories and things you see throughout the week. It's really just our take on it. Basically, we're saying the things you things you never hear on the radio. It's our take on it. Now, don't get all upset by it. We're just having fun, okay? Don't take it too seriously.
Don't get your this underwear is just to get because it makes it hard for your testicles to work.
That's right. This is just to get you to smile from ear to ear, have a little of enjoyment, and not get all fretted about life. There you go.
Yeah, there's enough of that going on around.
There really
you
is.
Just turn on your regular TV and you can find out all the horrors that are going on.
Sugary
we
drinks.
Stay away from that because we're better.
All right. Now, I got to let you know that all the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dano Music, unless we tell you otherwise. There's a picture from 2016 from Instagram you get to check out. There's one
somewhere.
From 2022 from Twitter somehow. Formerly known as Twitter. Don't forget to tell friends, neighbors, cops.
Your enemies.
Yep. The lady you're talking to at the Dunkin' Donut shop, right? You know? Hey, how you doing? Yeah. I like the old Dunkin' Donut, the one with the handle on it. Oh, we don't make that anymore. Oh, all right. Can I just have a regular cake one? And by the way, I listen to the Slade Mason Show.
Just slip it in. It goes very calmly
it's
into a
great
conversation.
Yeah. And as always, we're brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Hey, Mr. Slade. Here we are just a few seconds
Mr.
into
Baseball.
Our program here. I was wondering if there was some chance that you might have for this listening audience.
You know.
Some type of Sunday morning rant.
You know, Mr. Whistling Old Guy.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a couple of weeks to think about this. Mm. You know, again, having been free from the shackles of doing this for a couple of weeks. So, yes, I do. Ladies and gentlemen, Let me clear my throat because this is going to be a good one. Can we talk about fall for a second?
Sure, please. By all means.
The season that's supposed to be all about pumpkin spice lattes and cozy sweaters. Well, let me tell you, there's a dark side to fall, and it's time we expose it for what it really is.
All right. What is fall?
First of all,
yes,
the leaves. Yeah. Oh, my God, the leaves. Everyone goes on and on about the beautiful fall foliage, but do they even mention the endless hours of raking, bagging, and leaf blowing that goes along with it?
No.
No, they don't. It's like Mother Nature just decided to dump a million puzzles in your backyard and said, have fun, buddy. And speaking of leaves, can we talk about pumpkin spice everything?
No, please.
Pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin spice muffins, pumpkin spice candles, pumpkin spice air fresheners. I mean, where does it end? It's like pumpkin spice is taking over the world, and I'm just waiting for someone to start selling pumpkin spice toothpaste.
It's out there, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Never mind. I'm sorry to tell you.
No. All right. Well, all right. Let's not forget about Halloween.
Okay.
Sure. It's supposed to be a fun holiday, but it's also the season of dressing up in ridiculous costumes and trying to avoid your neighbor's haunted house. I mean, do they really think I'm going to pay them money to have a heart attack in their front yard? And don't get me started on the horror movies. I don't, like, need more stress in my life. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Oh, hey, and let's talk about the temperatures. Fall is like the Goldilocks of seasons. It's either too hot or too cold. You start the day wearing a sweater, and by noon, you're sweating like a turkey on Thanksgiving. Then in the evening, you're shivering in your boots. Uh-huh. It's like Mother Nature can't even make up her mind. And don't even get me started on the flu season. You know, the season where everyone's coughing, sneezing, and spreading germs like confetti. It's like the moment the leaves start falling, so do our immune systems.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and let's not forget about the time change.
Oh, that's
fall
right. That's coming up.
When we fall back and set our clocks an hour behind. It's like the universe's way of saying, hey, you thought you had an extra hour of sleep, but in reality, you just lost an hour of daylight. Oh, it's a cruel trick, I tell you.
When does that take place? Do we know?
November.
Ugh.
Now, I know what some of you are thinking. But fall is so romantic.
No, it's not.
Well, sure, if you find getting tangled up in scarves and spending a fortune on scented candles is romantic. In conclusion.
Yes, dear.
Fall may have its charms, but it also has its quirks, annoyances, and downright absurdities. So the next time someone tries to convince you that fall is the greatest season of all, just remember the leaves, the pumpkin spice, the Halloween stress, the unpredictable weather, the flu season, and the time change. It's not all apple picking and hay rides, my friend. Fall has a dark side, and it's time we acknowledge it. And that is my rant for the week.
I love it. And you know, speaking of dark.
Here we go into the world of tomorrow.
Okay, so. Couple of things in the news. First, the good news. AI was actually used to read a piece of papyrus that was cooked at my brain cells just stopped working. Vesuvius.
I told you stop smoking that
there
stuff.
You go. At Vesuvius. There was a library.
Vesuvius. Okay.
Yep, they found a library, but of course the volcanic activity took place and cooked all the papyrus that was sitting on the shelves. Now, it wasn't covered in lava. It was just superheated by the lava and turned to charcoal. So, of course, they removed this some 100 years earlier, and they couldn't unroll these sections because it was a solid mass of carbon.
Carbon mess.
Yes. So but they figured, you know what? We'll just wait for the future. And possibly in the future, we'll find a way to read it. So, let's fast forward to 2023, where they have had done at a very high level scan, X-ray, complete top, down, middle section. So they have every possible little teeny tiny variance of that carbon, of that one tube. They have hundreds of these.
So,
and they fed it through.
But what does it say?
Okay. So they fed it through the system, and it was a challenge. There was a challenge to be able to read. The first level is to read anything. The second level is to read at least two paragraphs or two statements or two complete thoughts.
I got it. I got it.
All right. Now, here's the deal.
Once was a man from Nantucket.
That wasn't it. That wasn't it. It was... It wasn't a Henny Youngman joke, though. No, it was. But here's the problem. The papyrus and the ink that was used have the same refractivity. So if you look at it,
just like a blank page.
It just looks like a blank page. But the AI, not knowing that, was able to pick up variances that the human eye wouldn't think about. And sure enough, a 21-year-old kid, college student, was able to write a program in AI that was able to read the very first words on the side of a papyrus etching. And that word was
my seat.
Purple. Now, knowing that purple was such an expensive color back then, it can mean only one of two things.
This is a rich Momo.
That's right. It's either someone talking about their king or queen or someone rich like that, or it's something to do with the Bible. So now, between now and December 31st, there's another prize. Instead of $40,000, it's $750,000. And that is, like I said, reading two statements in one of the rolls. And they're getting closer and closer. So now that's coming down the pike. That's the good news. Now the bad news.
There is always a downside.
There's a downside. It seems that now only in a test area, boys and girls, that Amazon has decided that right there in the factories, they're going to have full-size Android AI-driven robots. Anatomically correct, walking around, humans interacting, doing their jobs, not taking off work for having flu or tired
or hungover
or want to take a 15-minute break. They just run 24/7, 365, and no, it's not going to take their job away. It's going to free you up from having to do such tireless work. What a pile of whoop.
Thank you very much. Like I said, I'm telling you, I told you, Dan, I've been telling you all along. We're putting our whole life into the hands of artificial intelligence.
Can't wait.
And boy, are we going to pay for it in the end.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. I can't wait until you tell me, you know what? I got a message. It came from
corporate
artificial intelligence saying that I'm done working.
With no return email.
That's right. No return email. My 401k has been eaten up and swallowed. It's like, good luck on your future endeavors.
Now. See, I think there's a dark side to AI and there's a good side to AI.
Well, maybe it's because I'm the dark side of this team that I look at the dark side of everything about this, because I'm telling you, I am not seeing this ending up in a good way for mankind. I was
looking at some program and the guy's like, here, all you have to do is copy down this code and run your camera through this. And what it does is you could be looking down at your screen or reading your script, right? And what the AI does is it digitally moves your eyes straight towards the camera. I was like, No, that's creepy.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, can't wait. That's what he said. Can't wait, ladies and gentlemen.
it's getting amazing. It's getting amazing.
All right, wait a minute, brother. Listen, of course, we have been off for a couple of weeks. And
let me bring everybody up to speed.
The first week was because my partner works for an organization that believes in rewarding their employees with fascinating assets and boodles and oodles of money and fabulous trips, which just happens to be what my partner happened to win because he's so good at his job. So where did you go, buddy?
Cabo. I went to Cabo.
You know, now listen, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Now look, my big trip this year is going to be going to Gordonsville. so when I hear somebody saying, I'm going to Cabo, it's like, no, I say, hey, Dan, where'd you go? Cabo.
Yeah, I mean, so exactly I don't know people. I say Cabo and see people like are like losing their minds. Like, wow,
because this is an exotic luxury place.
Right. Anyway, so it's if you don't know what Cabo is, if you look at the picture of Mexico and it's got that little finger off to the side on the left hand side, kind of like it's giving the world an up view. Or some call it the pinky. All right. All the way down at the pinky. All the way at the bottom, the very last part of the pinky, there's this little tiny alcove, a teeny tiny little cove. That's where we were at. It was the furthest point away. Now, let me tell you how we got there, because that in and of itself is a story. Are you ready? Are you strapped in?
Wait a minute. Let me let me just fire this up here. So go ahead. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So it started at 1:30 in the morning.
Wait a minute. Now that's right, because I called you that morning.
So 1:30 in the morning. That's right. That's right. We had a conversation in the morning. Yeah. So we got there. I got there at 1:30 in the morning. And so you had to check in 3 hours beforehand. What they don't tell you is the airline itself doesn't open up for like another hour and a half. So there we are at the airport waiting to check in. You can't check in.
But wait a minute. But you got to meet an old friend.
We're getting there. So they send you over to these kiosks. Now, the last time I flew was 22 years ago. Okay. Things were completely different, but now I have a passport and we've talked about the passport story, but now I have a passport and things are a tad different. You know, you go to the gate and you go to the front check-in and they grab your bag and they put a little strap thing around it and it's tagged, right? Nope. That doesn't happen anymore. You have to go to the kiosk. I started walking up. You have to go to the kiosk. Okay, the kiosk. There are no instructions. You have to like know what you're doing. Press for this. What is this? Do I need this? Some guy had to come over.
Do I need this?
Some guy who was standing next to the person who told me to go to the kiosk had to come over and show me how to use the kiosk. Like you had to lay down your passport, right? And it would scan the electronics. And there are electronics in your passport now. It's a chip. It's built in. Anyway, so then after that, it has your name, it has your person's name with you, and you click out and it prints your boarding pass and it prints your luggage tags, which you are now responsible for putting onto and putting, and then you can get online. And then they ask you those cool, stupid questions like, has this bag always been in your bedside for the past 24 hours? Yes, it's mine. And then they take it and they weigh it and it's gone. And that's the last you ever see of it. Okay. Then you have to go through security. There are two types of security.
It is a small world, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my
really
dear God
is.
In heaven. Security, there's two types. There's the fast security and there's the slow security. As it turns out, I went through the fast security where they use the back scan. And what that does is it throws ions through your body that may or may not kill you. We're not quite sure. We're not getting into that hysterical state. But in any event, first off, you've had to take off your shoes. You got to get rid of all the stuff out of your pocket. You can't have a wallet. You can't even have lint in your pockets because that will set something off. Now, I don't have a belt on. I have not been eating for the past 3 days because I'm a complete nervous wreck. My pants are dropping down to my knees. And I'm standing there. And then they tell you, put your hands up over your head in a little arc. Right? All right. Great. Now put your feet little. It's like doing Twister, right? You got your feet put off to the side like this.
Red,
yeah.
And right foot blue.
Put your arms up over your head. Make the shape of an igloo. Right. So that's what you have to do. And then it's like your pants dropping. What if you pull your pants up? Like, I don't have a belt on. Okay. This is going to be a neat trick. So there I am. I pull my pants up. I put my feet. A foot and a half away from each other, but I have to slide my knees out about 3 feet from myself to keep my pants from falling out. And I look like some weird, I don't know, gorilla or something in a weird stance. I can't figure it out. Anyway, he's like, all right, come on through. Welcome.
To hear this, ladies and gentlemen.
And then I look over and I'm
now,
like,
wait a minute, because I know what you're about to do.
I won't mention names.
I met Dan Mason many years ago in the radio station I'm currently employed at.
Yes.
Because he was working with us.
Yes.
And so the person who was doing afternoons was
a fellow.
Yeah, he was a fellow. He drove up from Northern Virginia to come to our little radio station every day. Every day you would hear him complaining about not making enough money because of all the trip that he has to make to get to this job every day. Blasey, blasey, blasey. Now, I'm going to tell you the story, and this is the way it honestly went down. We got into some budgetary problems, and I was working part-time. And I was doing the Sunday shift. So they had a meeting and they were going to decide they needed to cut somebody and they wanted to figure out who they were going to cut. They were either going to cut J.D. Slade or they were going to cut that guy in the afternoon. And obviously
you're still there.
I won. And not only did I win, I won the morning show.
That's right.
So.
And then sucker got the Sunday afternoon show. Hi.
Yeah, and that is when I met Mr. Mason because he ended up taking my place on Sundays. So now the afternoon guy who ended up getting the axe, we have a small world because radio is a very small world. Now, tell us where you went after you got through the kiosk.
Well, speaking of radio, so obviously this individual's still in radio because that was the back scattering. So this was at the airport in D.C., and it was our radio friend who was all 6'3" of him. I went, oh, my God, I know that voice anywhere. And
remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's been at least 12 years.
Oh, it's been almost 20 years. It was 20 years. And so I looked at him and I said, yep, that's him. And he looked at me and he didn't recognize me from Adam. So, which was great. He has obviously aged quite a bit. Silver slicked back hair now and a big beard that's all silvery white and black. Stress has been moving quite efficiently through him. So anyway, I got through
when he was here, he was married and was buying a house and
debt just like everybody else.
Yeah. And I think, I think that he probably lost 125 pounds of unnecessary weight.
Also during the Great Recession, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Still spending money.
So, So, you know, again, yeah, because it's like he spent his money on foolishness. You know, again, I mean, I spend my money on good stuff, you know, stuff that's going to make me feel good. You know, just, yeah. It's like, yeah.
Well,
oh, I got to say a hell of a story. Go ahead.
I'm going to share the rest of my story.
Yes, sir. Go on.
All right. So, I don't know what the procedure is. And by the way, Southwest Air, let me just tell you, boarding, you guys got it figured out. Don't change a thing. For the love of God, please don't change a damn thing. Okay? This whole loading from the back and loading to the front, that's absolute BS. There's a couple of videos online. I'm not going to tell you. You go search them yourself. That whole step where you do, you know, half back left and half back right and half back left, that doesn't work either. You know what they do? What? Just like a bus. Here you go.
Get on.
Get on.
Boom.
Yeah, get on. Just get on. And dude, I swear to you, we are all sitting down inside of like 8 minutes. It is the most amazing onion thing. Why every airline doesn't do that, I don't know. But Southwest Air does that.
Southwest Air is becoming one of the better airlines in the country.
Yes. So we got online, we got boarded, which was amazing. I got front row seats so I could spread out my long legs, which was great. And we got to Houston and got dropped off, and we got a bite to eat. Look, let me explain something. When you're in an airport and you're open and you are the only food establishment open, okay, and you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, people are coming in from all hours of the night and day. Some are coming from France. Some are coming from Canada. Some are coming from Hawaii. Look, if they want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, serve breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Don't go, well, it's not quite 11 o'clock yet. We can't serve you. I'm like, what the heck? No. Anyway, I digress.
So they weren't as efficient as Southwest Airlines.
They were not as efficient as Southwest Airlines. So we got on board, and then it was like, surprise, hey, here's a form you need to fill out. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what the hell is this? Oh, it's a declaration of everything you're reporting that you're bringing on board from the United States and how long you're going to be here. And it's only supposed to be filled out by one family member. And I'm like, oh, whoa, when are you guys going to throw this on me? Well, last second. So as the plane is making its descent, I'm busy filling out this flipping form, right? And I'm like, do I hand this in to somebody? No one's explained to me. You got to take the form with you to go through customs. All right. So first off, we had to go through baggage. That took 45 minutes to get our baggage. First, it's going to be on number one. Then it's going to be on number eight. Then it's going to be on number four. It showed up on number two or something like that. So we finally got the baggage. I couldn't get my phone to work. That was great. And then finally we got the baggage, and then we go up through the actual passport area, and you explain why you're here and how long you're gonna be here, and they stamp it. My gosh, I'm in Mexico. This is amazing. Then you got to go through customs. Customs. Jeez, here we go. Got my little book bag. I got my luggage with me, and the guy's like, I said, what? Are you declaring any drugs? Are you bringing any fruits or vegetables? And no, press the button. What? Press the button. Press the button. There's a big red button. You press it. Little green light goes, go. That's it. That's customs. What the the hell? Apparently.
And then you wonder why the Colombian cartels are doing so well. Bandits, right?
Well, here's the deal. One shot out of like 17 on average, that light will be red. And then you got to go over to the table and they take everything apart. All right. So that's how they keep everybody honest. All right. So anyway, got through there. And then the lady said, this is a customer who I was speaking with. She says, Listen, you get ride? Yeah. You get a ride? Yeah. Do not make eye contact with anybody in the lobby area as you're making your way out of the airport to your pickup. I said, what? Do not make eye contact with anybody. Why? They just want to sell you a ride, and they'll ride you around for an hour and a half to 2 hours and eat up all your money. I said, ah, that's a neat trick. As a matter of fact, we were told by our company, go out and across the street and you will see a table. It's already set up for you guys. It's okay. Cool. First off, let me explain something. All right. We're fall, right?
Right.
Right. In Mexico, it's no longer fall. We're heading towards summer.
Oh.
And when I walked up the stairs and got past the air conditioning, it was a wall of like humid liquid. Just you just the pain was excruciating, and sure enough, I'm walking through to the lobby towards the front door, and you can see it's almost like these like a video game. You waka 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 waka, and I'm not looking, and they go boing, and they bounce off you. Waka waka waka, coming towards you, boing, and they bounce off you. I keep walking, I'm making a beeline, I'm staring out the straight door, they can't see me, they're not looking in my eyes. Waka waka waka, boing, and they bounce off of you. It's like Hare Krishna just bouncing off you left and right. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. And I knew exactly what they were doing, and I was like, they were trying to get in front of you. And it was like, and they're like, oh, no, he knows where he's going. Oh, nuts, he knows where he's going. So anyway, yeah, we got there, got the trip. The resort, we're running out of time, but the resort was such that to get into the resort, and people didn't really realize it. I looked at it immediately when I was getting there. First, I was a little, I'll just call it a little guard hut at the first quote-unquote gate. And the gate was open, and it had a little lift gate. But there were these other gates, and they were these steel bars that were about, I don't know, 8-9 inches tall, about 4.5 inches thick, and these things and closed behind you. There were three levels of these, okay? There is no way you could accidentally get into this resort. We'll let it roll like that, okay? And yes, once we got there, it was beautiful, yada, yada, yada. My son got sick because of COVID, and they shared it with me, and now I got COVID. It went.
That's the best part. Okay, all now, right. So you're coming back home.
Well, let's take a break, because we're getting a little long-winded here. We're running long.
I got to share with you about my last week. Too.
We're running long, so when I come back, we'll kind of fast forward through what's going on. So here we go. We'll be right back.
We'll return to the Slade and Mason show.
Now you see why I don't go anywhere. You sick bitch.
Today in history, October 27th. That's not right. Let's try that again. Today in history. Wait a minute. All right. Okay. Today in history, October 22nd. There, that sounds much better. 1575. There we go. We see the foundation of Aguas Calientes. Didn't know it was fluent Spanish, did ya? That's a small region of Mexico located in the Latin American area. And it was named with Aguas Calientes. One can guess it's wet and it's hot. So they named it after, you know, hot weathery springs. So that's where that goes. 1836, Sam Houston is inaugurated as the first president of the Republic of Texas. And then he did those cool TV shows from the 80s. 1879, using a filament of carbonized thread, Thomas Edison tests the first practical electrical incandescent lamp bulb. It lasted a whopping 13 and a half hours before burning out. Kind of like the lifespan between a banana being green and going to completely black. 1927, Nikola Tesla exposes six of his new inventions, including a motor with a one-phase electrical signal. Oh, let's all face it. Nikola Tesla is an alien. 1976, red dye number 4 is banned by the United States Food and Drug Administration after it's discovered that it causes tumors in the bladder of dogs. Good thing I'm not a dog. And finally, 2008, India launches its first unmanned lunar mission, Chandrayaan-1, more of a probe than anything else, cube-shaped device that impacted near the South Pole. What did it look like? Think of Rubik's Cube with a solar panel and an antenna. I'm Dan Mason, and that's October 22nd.
Andy Rooney shares his thoughts on the changes of the season.
If you look down at your calendar, you'll see it's October 22nd. If you go to any large box store, you can tend to be a little bit confused. It's a little haphazard, kind of disarray. Well, you know, you've got the shock treatment for the swimming pool, floaties, swim trunks, towels, sunscreen, Christmas trees, Halloween candy, and that large turkey fryer over there in the corner with the 12 gallons of peanut oil. It's going to give your next door neighbor an anaphylactic shock, but you don't care. That's right, friends. We've headed into what we are now calling Thanksweenmas. The season where you can't figure out what's going on except that corporate's looking for your wallet. And they want it fast. Things have been kind of slow, you know, with everybody being sick for a couple years. But now it's time. It's time to get back. Get into the store. With your shorts on. And do that Christmas shopping. Thanksgiving, and don't forget to get that witch outfit for your little girl for Halloween. Now, U.S. debt is at an all-time high, but that's okay. You can fill out a card right there at the checkout. Get yourself another $5,000, maybe $8,000 if you're good, and we fall for it year after year. We think we have to hurry up, do our shopping, get it all done. When I was a kid, which was quite a long time ago, we didn't have Halloween costumes, and we used pillowcases as our form of collecting candy for Halloween. We went on the cheap. We built our own costumes. Heck, a lot of times, we cut our own tree down for Christmas. Again, the neighbors didn't appreciate it. It was a simpler time, a little less reliant on a MasterCard or Visa. It was a time for family, a time to get together. Of course, getting together these days includes getting viruses, but I digress. No, I think we've missed the mark here. I think we're just not understanding what this is all about. We're trying to speed things along so fast, we kind of missed the boat. So as we head into these last couple of months of the year, just want you to take your time, slow down, and realize that it's all going to happen again next year, God willing. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some Valentine cards to put together.
That was Andy Rooney. We'll see you next week.
I've got to see a doctor. I've got to see a doctor. 'Cause there's something wrong with me. What can it be? What can it be?
Nothing that penicillin won't cure.
Isn't indigestion. It's just my poor old brain. It feels so queer when you are near.
Isn't that a homosexual
ever
reference?
Ever since you told me that you love me, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. Ever since we had that question. I bump into people on the street like a fool, like a fool, like an awful fool. Ever since you said you'd like to kiss me, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. Darling, I'm as yappy as can be. Oh, can't you
coming
see?
In at number 50.
I lie awake thinking
I'm a nut.
But I'm hanged if I can sleep. Ever since you
lying high at the shorts. Ah, 15 with a bullet.
What a real showstopper.
And not at all delighted that he wrinkled up his face. Said, what a cake. Oh, what a cake. We mustn't let the trouble beat us. Because, girl, I eat it. Have you woman on the brain? I said in fun. Yes, oh, I'm just one. Ever since.
I know why the population went up during these days.
Gerald, should we listen to that record again?
No.
This guy was the Barry White of his day.
Like a fool.
I'm a nut. Darling, I'm as happy as can be. Oh, honey, you're so common that you made an awful hit. Now my little derby hat will never
I
ever
gotta miss. Take a...
Ever since you told me that you love.
And now, a reason I can't even explain.
Thank you all very much. Now
to the Slade and Mason Show.
We love you.
On behalf of the band and myself, I hope you enjoy the audition.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Okay, that was... that was ever since you told me that you loved me, I'm a nut. By Eddie Morton in commemoration of today being National Nut Day.
You know, that had a very almost that was pretty close to being the longest title of a hit record. you know who owns that?
Hey,
won't you play another somebody wrong song by B.J. Thomas, man.
And before that, it was Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini,
yeah.
And before that, it must have been Ever Since You Told Me That You Love Me, I'm a nut.
That's this some of portion. That free music we offer you.
That was not Dano music at all. All right. Ooh. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Southern IC. It's my buddy Sheila, who I saw in Cabo with her husband Al. And yes, JD, he's very much still very tall and you need to stay away.
Very big, very tall, thick, very wide across the shoulders.
Yeah. Right. Good guy. anyway, so yes, so they have. And they, I think they're still open. Actually, it's a beautiful day to do it. They have a big red food truck that they purchased and they have retrofitted to install two large ice machines. And what they do is they don't make ice, they shred ice, which is very, very different from like those basic icy places that you see. And what they're doing, I don't want to crunch down rocks.
Yeah.
So what they do is they shave the ice and the ice goes down and it falls into a goblet. And there's Al, he's putting all these different flavors on there. They keep adding new flavors. I was chit-chatting with Sheila last week, and they were experimenting with some new flavors. So there are some new flavors down the pike. You got to check them out. And it's really great because if you have like a corporate event or if there's a birthday party or something like that, or, you know, there's a bar mitzvah, you know, you just want to have a good opportunity for everybody to have a great time, enjoy an icy treat. Give them a call at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. They're available on the internets at www.icey-somethin.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
icey.com. They're available on Instagram, Facebook. Great flavors. My favorite is the pina colada. It just, you spoon it. It's just this melt in your mouth deliciousness. The wild cherry is delicious. Oh my gosh, that's so good.
Boy, and I'll bet if you add some rum to that pina colada, I'll bet you that'd be banging.
Well, that's the other thing. If you have like a block party and you want to do that, yes, that's fine. They can provide you with the flavor. And then, yes, you can drizzle on top your block party. You put your own alcoholic beverages on top in it. Yes, it would be an absolute ripping good time. But give them a call, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827 for Icy Something
You'll
Icy
be
Treats.
Glad you did.
That's right. And do it right now. Do it right now. Now.
Now.
Time is of the essence because they're going to be shutting down pretty soon because it's starting to get chillier.
Cold.
Now.
Yeah.
All
okay.
Right.
Now, part two.
Part two. Cabo. Beautiful place.
Okay.
Moving on. Now.
I mean, now, wait a minute.
Now,
I mean, mean, what? You know, I mean, were there lots of bikini clad babes?
Probably on the beach. Yeah.
Food.
Good food. Yeah.
You know, again, you just wanted to go running naked in the beach.
No, thank you. Doesn't sound to me like
you enjoyed this at all.
Now, that was the other depressing thing. Now, I did all the science-y thing. I'm taking pictures and I'm getting pictures of the sand granules. And the granules are about an eighth of an inch. I mean, that's pretty big. Each grain of sand is about an eighth of an inch. But it's round, smooth. And my kids laughed at me for getting what are called water shoes. Do you know what those are?
No.
Water shoes are basically it's a piece of rubber. And you got the cloth top and the cloth back. So it's kind of like a old school quick slip-on slipper.
Okay.
But it's water. So it drains out quickly and dries out quickly. So, but I didn't have to crunch down on those hard bead-like pieces of sand. Now, I got reminded that I'm not 18 years old anymore. And
a mirror will show you that.
Yes. And the water rushing out underneath me and the water rushing out and off the land will throw you back and forth in a little cycle. So finally made my way back in, almost lost my breath, almost lost my glasses because, you know, you shake your head. I forgot I had my glasses on like an idiot. Anyway, but I grabbed my glasses, the last I can put them on, went back in, dried myself off. It's a nice resort. I mean, it's a nice resort. It's just, you know, after like 24 hours, you're like, it's the same thing. And you can't go anywhere because you don't want to go anywhere because it's not safe outside those three gates.
Oh, my God.
Now, as I think I told you, one of the things that you could sign up for, archery, golf, snorkeling, bike ride. I went, bike ride. I'll take bike ride. Bike ride sounds nice, pleasant. Bike ride, great. Nope. Wasn't a bike ride. You know what it was?
What?
Mountain biking.
Oh!
I haven't gone mountain biking since I was 18 years old, and I would like to tell you, I am not 18 years old anymore.
As a matter of fact, you are more than three times that.
Yes, and they took us out in the middle of the flipping desert, and they go, okay, here you go. Who wants a regular bike, and who wants a motorized? And I said, I'll take the motorized one. Thank you. I'll take the e-bike. I've used them before. I'm familiar. Well, let me explain to you I already know how to use these. Yes, thank you. Well, we want you to go around the perimeter. I'm going around the perimeter. Done. Okay. So, I went up and down the mountains. I drank down all my water. I did like 4.5 miles in like 2 minutes. Then they were like, let's double back. And all right, great. Let's double back. Yeah. And then there were these switchbacks and hairpin turns. You had to stop the bike and turn around. I'm like, holy crap. I get to the top. My heart's going. Like, well, I guess I'm still alive. And he goes, anybody will go down this hill? Sure. Let's go.
Oh! On a motorized bike, right?
Well, there was no motor needed because you're picking up steam. I think I got that thing up to about 40 miles an hour going down a hill.
Oh, my God.
And the only thing preventing me from dying is the helmet. Dude, I locked into like 18-year-old mode and I'm going down the mountain and I'm pedaling faster. And the guy who's the lead in front, he goes halfway up the mountain. He turns around to look and he goes, oh crap, you're up on top of me. And he's like, so that was the most exciting thing that happened there. To be honest, because it's a resort and I don't think I'm into resorts. I think that's what the deal is. I don't, you know, when I take time off, it's not to take time off and just not do anything. I got projects. I got things on my mind. I got to do things. So this was,
so kinda, you just don't know how to,
I don't know how to relax. I don't know how to vacation. Yeah. Well, you know, coming with, being born of 11 children, there is no such thing as vacation.
Oh, yeah. Well, but you see, there again, it's it's the same thing that I have about, you know, about money.
Yeah.
Because like I say, I mean, I've never had the fortune of being able to have disposable income.
Yep.
And now that I have it, it's like, I'm going to make sure I'm never going to be broke again.
Yeah.
I'm stashing money away in little pockets and such. And all that. It's like, and I, in my bank account and such. It's like, yeah, I'm just having a good time. But I'm sorry that, I mean, so the bottom line is that your boy got sick.
He got sick. And for the past 3 days prior to the trip ending, he was sick as a dog in the hotel room the entire time. Didn't come out. And then, so I'm like bringing food up to him, water. Oh my gosh, water. $18 for a 1 liter container. That's what they charge.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what they charge if you go into the hotel. So when the banquets are open, I'm grabbing like two or three of those bottles and taking them up to the hotel room for him. Because otherwise, I'm screwed.
You're paying $18 a bottle.
$18 a bottle for water. Because, yes, you do not want to drink what's coming out of the spigot. Okay? In any event, so long story short, I'm going to speed this along here. We got through back in the plane. We're flying out of Mexico. We got our passports. Life is good. We come into Houston, and that's the point of origin in the United States. So that's where customs is. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And when you're coming out, it's going to be baggage number 18. And sure as donuts, the sign goes out. It goes, oh, it's really going to be 22. So we all like march over to 22 to go get our bags. And sure enough, they come back on 18. And so we go back over to 18. And then we pull up the bags. And there the bags are. And there are people on the intercoms. Warning, do not open your bags until you proceed directly to customs. Go to customs immediately. Starts time. God protect you. Go to customs. Customs. I'm like, fine. Jiminy, flipping crickets. I said, Paul, come on, let's go. Get the backpack. Let's go. So we're going down the hallway. And then we see these closed off doors that says CBDBDBD. All right, whatever. Bunch of letters. And then the other one says to double doors open. And it says to connecting flights. I said, great. So start walking toward the double connected doors. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is straight into the other gates. Where's customs? And it said, lady with a badge who looks like she knows what she's doing. Where are we supposed to go? Come over this way. Don't stand at the doorway. I said, well, what about customs? You just went through it. Okay. So we stroll through and I didn't go through customs. That apparently that CBDBD, whatever the door was that was closed off, that was supposed to be open to accommodate people coming in, where the people were sitting and playing with their cell phones in Houston, Texas. That is where we were supposed to go and flash in our passports and let people know that we've arrived in the United States.
So you criminals came in with all this stuff in your bags and such and weren't checked out at all.
Apparently not. So I don't
and
know.
Then we wonder why the problems
are. How do we get back into the United States? I don't know. So I made my way back into the United States. And yeah.
5 years from now, you're going to be found to be an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, I don't think they ever stamped me. Let's see. Let me take a look here. No, I'm apparently still in Mexico. I don't know what's going on. This is my first rodeo, but it was an interesting ride. And then we got back into DC, and that was the end of it. And then went home, went to sleep. But anyway,
and hey, so you've been suffering with COVID the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, because then that Tuesday, Wednesday, I guess it was. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught COVID. And then I took the Paxlovid and then I felt great. Almost great Sunday. I still couldn't talk. As you heard, my voice was very,
it was pretty like nasty last week, man.
But, and then like Monday morning, it was like, hey, I can breathe and talk and this is great. And then Wednesday into Thursday, chest congestion, near death. And, so now I'm back on Paxlovid again. So, who
man,
knows?
I'm staying so far away from you people. Oh, God.
All
no.
right. Well, here
All
we
right,
got to do.
Before, don't hit that button.
Jiminy Crickets. All right. Sorry, Weird Al. You got to wait. Go ahead.
All right. All right, because I have to share this story with you because you talk about almost the end of the Slade Mason show.
Ooh.
Okay, so I'm sitting in my house last week, and I was imbibing, taking, you know, just having a good time with my car parts.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have any pants on. I had my underwear on, but it's like I didn't have any pants on. Uh-huh. And I went, and all of a sudden I hear, bam, 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 bam.
Whoa.
So I think, who the hell is this? It's like, and I put on a pair of shorts and I open the door and who's standing there? But two cops.
Dun, dun, dun.
Not one, dun, dun. But two cops. And of course, I know, listen, when they walk into my house, there's no question about what's been going on. And so, I mean, the long story short is that no, I didn't go to jail because, like I say, it is legal now where I live.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the fact that for over 20 years, I've known this cop.
And he knows that you imbibe. So
Years ago, I established with him, I said, look, if it comes between doing your job and being my friend, do your damn job.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I say, I don't ever want to compromise that. And as a result, we've been good. And now it was just really funny. It was just an interesting thought that, you know, 5 years ago, it's like they'd have kicked my door in and locked me up.
So what did they want?
It was just a social visit. Cause like, I say, you know, I'm friends with all kinds of cops, man.
Oh, I thought they wanted to, read you your rights and ask some questions.
No, no, no.
And...
We're long past that kind of thing now. Okay, so, all right, where's we now? Right, well, I got all kinds of stuff here.
All right, well, let's get this wrong. We are running super late.
Yes, we are. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the saddest nation in the world. And the reason is not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
What about him?
It is the food manufacturer's fault because they keep insisting on feeding us this garbage. For instance, Business Insider says Taco Bell recently added chicken nuggets at over 80 restaurants in Minneapolis area. The chain claims that their nuggets are made entirely of chicken meat. The fast food chain may expand the nuggets to more locations if there's enough demand. Taco Bell's nuggets are marinated in spiced jalapeno buttermilk. Ugh.
Whatever.
All right. Hey, the Daily Dot says Olive Garden customers are taking advantage of the restaurant's never-ending pasta bowl by filling Ziploc bags and Tupperware.
I've heard about this.
One group of students recently paid $13.99 for 5 servings of fettuccine Alfredo. Newsweek magazine says CC's Pizza recently introduced a new pizza called Tots and Bacon. The pie has a garlic butter crust, tomato sauce, cheese, crispy tater tots, and bacon. Jeez. CC's created the $14 pizza to celebrate National Pizza Month. The Daily Mail says Jack Daniels has launched a pumpkin spice flavored whiskey for the fall season. God. Oh, my God. All right. Penn Live says 7-Eleven is celebrating Halloween with Black Slurpee.
Ugh. Oh,
wait a minute. God. Wait a minute. You know, again, no. Wait a minute. Well, hold on a second.
Moving on.
I mean, you've heard of Black China. She's a woman who was married to a Kardashian. I'm getting a little offended with this Black Slurpee thing. The Mountain Dew Pitch Black
African American Slurpee. Is that better?
There you go. Is infused with citrus.
What
okay,
is this?
Mountain Dew Pitch Black is infused with citrus. It's Mountain Dew. All right. WFLA says Aldi is lowering the price of its Thanksgiving offerings. Aldi plans to cut prices on more than 70 holiday food items, with some items marked down 50%.
Mm-mm.
That'll be all the old stuffing that they've had the last 5 years. The Daily Mail says Pepperidge Farm, is launching a new line of goldfish inspired by the maple syrup scene in Will Ferrell's movie Elf.
Oh, no.
Elf maple syrup flavored grams will be available nationwide starting on November the 1st.
Nope.
The grams resemble Buddy the Elf and taste like caramel and vanilla.
Nope.
That's not exactly what I would say it tastes like. Simplemo says Mrs. Butterworth is launching an Elf sugar cookie pancake kit and syrup for the holiday season. The products are inspired by Will Ferrell's popular Christmas music. I don't like Will Ferrell. Yeah, it's like the pancake kit has a mixed frosting and red and green sprinkles. All right. Pop Sugar says Starbucks has added ghost pumpkin frappuccino to their secret menu. The Halloween drink is made with pumpkin, cocoa powder, spirulina, brown sugar, and butter.
Who's
selling overseas on regular menus?
Who's doing this?
Starbucks.
Ugh.
And last but not least, PR Newswire says Cheetos recently debuted Cheetos Pretzels. The pretzels are coated in Cheeto dust and are available in cheddar and flaming hot flavors. Large bags cost $5.69. More reasons to get your fingers all orangey so you can look like a fool licking them. But again, ladies and gentlemen, that is why we are the fattest nation in the world. Eat it. Get
yourself an egg. My goodness, we just.
Hey, before you push that button to close this out, I do want to remind people of one thing, and this is a serious note. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you know, again, on all my radio shows, it's like I've made it a point because we all like them. Yes, we do. And years ago, I got involved with this because there was a woman who had a store. And she had a display called Save the Tatas. Mm-hmm. And in that store, she had all kinds of bras that were decorated. Gentlemen, you need to pay attention because, you know, breast cancer among men is now starting to become a thing. So the ladies, they've known about this. Fellas, we need to get involved. Enough of my preaching.
Okay. Now, one more thing.
Yes.
What is it that looks like three skeletons this Halloween season with skin wrapped around it, and they just released an album?
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me think. Ice Girls.
That was good. No, the Rolling Stones. They released a new album called Hackney Diamonds. And I actually listened to the first cut, Angry.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. As some people have said, hey, man, if this is their exit album, dude.
That's the way to go.
They did it, man. They rolled it out. So, all right.
And
well,
you
that's.
Know, again, I'm so sorry that Charlie Watts had to miss that one, boy. Yeah. I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, actually, he does appear on two of the cuts, his drumming.
Yeah, like I said, that posthumous stuff is really good. AI's going to have a whole lot to do with that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah.
Keep it in mind.
What,
I can
what
see Charlie now going out with the Stones next year.
Oh, my gosh. Does this mean I'm still in Mexico?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway.
Buenos dias. Adios.
say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Vaya con Dios.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
Oh, my gosh. What a maroon. What a nincompoop.
And well, nincompoop.
God willing, we'll see y'all next week, everybody.
I told you we should come back. Right where we left off.
Yes.
What a crazy world.
Quack, 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 quack.
Oh, you know what you didn't tell me, Dan?
What?
You didn't tell our audience. See, ladies and gentlemen, I tell all my friends when they go traveling that I collect shot glasses. And Dan brought me back three shot glasses.
Yeah, I just got to find them. They're packed somewhere. We'll get them.
Just make sure they're COVID-free.
Not a problem.
I caught them right in them.
Let me use them a couple of times first.
Yeah, all right. Look, I'm gonna lick the bottom of this one. Hello, hello. Welcome back, buddy. Hey, it's like, oh, hey, listen, is there a reward since you escaped from Mexico? I'm just trying to figure out how to
manage
my bank account. So if you're looking for it, Dan Mason, it's like, I know where he is. He got quiet because he doesn't want to give away his location. AI will.
I'm sorry. The Federales? Senores?
Oh, no quiero Taco Bell.
Where are your badges?
We don't need no stinking badges.